Good morning, 10:11 here on the Mighty 690s. We're getting pretty darn close. And we have on the line Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We get to talk to Becky every Thursday. So how you doing, ma'am?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. What a gorgeous morning. I bet you were out early with your dog. And of course, you probably
I was out early with my dog, but then I was out again with my dog because he is getting his teeth cleaned today. So
I dropped him off over there.
Yep, and so I dropped him off over there, and so he is over there. I'll pick him up this afternoon, so I think that's the first time he's had to do that, but you know, it's every once in a while, every few years, they just gotta get it done.
Exactly right, and they say how important that is for the dog's long-term health, just like our teeth. We need to take care of our teeth.
Yeah.
It's very important for those dogs
I've tried to do it, and you know, he just doesn't like it. They got to have a little nap while they're doing that.
Yeah,
otherwise,
exactly.
They're just going to be fighting you all the way.
I had a lab that she liked to get her. I started when she was a puppy, you know, and I got the doggy brush and the doggy toothpaste, and it must have had a really good flavor, because when I would start towards her with a little brush in my hand, she would curl her lips back, and she really liked it. So I would brush her teeth, and she'd lick, and she's the only one I've ever had that enjoyed it. Nobody else acts like they cared, but that's when we also go to the veterinarian and have him do a thorough job. So good deal, James.
Good deal. All right.
Well,
so
what do we have going on? I got some adoptions.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some wonderful adoptions. I talked about Biscuit last week, our little beagle, that she's still with us because the new owner will come pick her up tomorrow. And yesterday we got a message from her, and she said, "Could you just send me a couple of videos of her? I sure miss her." So we got her out and had her run around, chase a ball, and send her some videos so she could see how well Biscuit is doing. And she is. She's doing great. She had her operation. So anyway, that'll be taking place tomorrow, but probably two that I'm very excited about. We've had Hansel and Gretel with us since April, and Hansel was adopted yesterday, and I mean, we were all just over the moon, because bless his heart, it's a great dog, just the right person hadn't come along, but now we've got a family that is willing to to add him to their family. And another long-term guy we've got is Marvin. And Marvin was adopted yesterday. And the cool thing about Marvin was a couple came in to think about adopting and stuff, but he just didn't take to the woman. Just, you know, there just wasn't that connection. But instead, they chose another lovely little dog that needed to be adopted. So it all worked out. But they felt for Marvin, so they sponsored his adoption. So there's the cool thing. This family is going to get a lovely dog, and the adoption fee is taken care of by someone else. So a lot of good people working together to get these dogs in good homes. Don't have any kitten or cat adoptions to talk about, but that's, you know, August has really always historically been very slow for us. And I think it is because school's starting. There's a lot of expense getting your kids ready for school. And the fair and rodeo is in town, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also expensive. So sometimes I think with all the hubbub getting ready for school and stuff, people just think this is not the right time maybe to add a pet. So anyway, August, but we still feel good. We're still having weekly adoption, so that's a wonderful thing. We have something special that we're going to benefit from. This Saturday, City Rec is having their dog swim, and it is August the 20th, and they're having it from 7:15 to 8:45 in the evening. And this, of course, will be the last day that the pool will be open. So you can take your dog in, cost you the handler $3 to get in, and you can either pay $3 for your canine to go in, or you can give a large donation to the shelter, you know, a big bag of food or maybe some blankets or, you know, a nice donation, and the dog comes in free. So all the donations that they receive, of course, come to the shelter. It's a fun night for those dogs. We've seen videos of them from years past. They just have a ball. There are some requirements for taking your dog. The dog needs to be up on all of his shots, and proof of rabies is needed at that time. If the dog has an accident, you're asked to clean up after your own pet. And if he doesn't come and play nicely, he will be asked to leave. So, I mean, good rules, just kind of like the, you know, some same rules you've got when you've got a bunch of children around. You've got to learn to play nice. So that's going to be fun. And if anyone that wants to get more information, they can probably call City Rec if I've left out some detail. But fun evening, dogs enjoy it, and the people just grin from ear to ear and join all the activity. So I wanted to get that out. Now, let's talk about some of the animals that we still have that are looking for those ever homes. I've been out there a lot this week working, and I've gotten to know some of these animals very, very up close and personal. We've got some lovely, lovely dogs. I'm going to start off with Gretel. This would be Hansel's sister. She's still with us, and now she is the longest resident that we have. And she, just like Hansel, just a nice medium-sized dog, kind of tan in color, well-behaved, just hasn't found the right person yet. We also have Mason. Mason's been there since June. He's a husky. He's a young husky. He's black, gray, and white, and he's a talker. You send him by his cage, and he just talks to you, and beautiful dog. He's probably about 8 months old now, and well-behaved. Huskies are great dogs. You just have to understand that they do like lots of exercise. And of course, some of the weather we have is not, they don't get along too well with some of the hot weather, so you have to think about that. As if you were to adopt Mason. Mason's cool, though. And probably my favorite right now as of the older dogs is a dog that we call Coco. Coco is medium size, probably about 2 years old. He will sit. He will shake your hands. He loves just to sit and be loved. He's a beautiful color. I would call him kind of a brick tan. I mean, it's just a beautiful red color. His hair, his ears are perky, and they stand straight up. And then he's got this hair that feathers down to his neck. And he's very inquisitive. When you're talking to him or you're doing something, he cocks his head, you know, to like he's trying to figure out what it is you're doing. And probably the sweetest thing I saw yesterday, a nice lady brought out her two grandchildren just to walk through and pets the dog. And this little boy, he's probably maybe 8 or 9, goes over to Coco. And Coco's outside in his pen, and the little guy sits down and extends his hand through the fence to Coco. Coco put his paw on his hand. It was the coolest thing, and he just left it there for the longest time, and the little boy just grinned, you know, ear to ear, smiling. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Coco would make a wonderful pet to have with children, because obviously he does adore children. So one of those things that kind of melts your heart a little bit to see. So we've got to get Coco out and into a family. So if you're interested in Coco, come out and give him a take him out to our meet and greet area and sit there with him, because he is a good companion dog. We also have Captain. Captain's also another cool dog. I think he's got some Basset Hound in him, just the way he kind of stands with his feet, you know, how they go the opposite directions. Now, he has some kind of, I guess it was a birth defect. One of his legs is a little bit shorter than the other, so he kind of limps every once in a while, and you think there's, you know, he's injured, but he's not. He's just dealing with what life is given him, and he's also a very nice dog. He keeps his kennel clean. He likes to walk on a leash. Very friendly, very nice. And we have puppies. We have lots of puppies. We've got Betsy, Lester, and Nico. They're probably about 6 months old now. They're tan and black. Good. They're going to be good-sized dogs. They won't be a small dog. Very pretty. I imagine they're probably maybe a shepherd lab mix. We also have two new ones that have come in with their mama. Sadie came in. She's about 2 years old with the two babies. They were surrendered. And Sadie's just a young, nice dog, again, kind of a shepherd mix. And Daisy and Bailey are both little females, tan in color, got really cute markings on their face, and just that perfect age. They just romp and play with each other. And then we also had two more little guys come in. They are... we haven't named them yet because they've not been with us quite 5 days. So after the 5-day time, then they will be ready for adoption. But it never hurts to come out and look at them. And they're only about 4 months old and tan and black in color. They are a lab boxer mix. Good little dog. So, and Andy, we also have Andy. He's about 4 months old. He came in by himself. So lots of puppies to choose from. There's going to be different sizes as they grow up. And again, it's fun to start off with a puppy. You can train them very well, but you can also go back to Coco knowing he's already got his manners and he's a wonderful dog. Donations, if anyone is wondering, what are you low on right now? Well, first thing would be bleach. Second thing would be toys. We've got a lot of puppies, so we're going through a lot of toys because they love to chew and they get pretty destructive with them quickly, but that's okay. But we could use some toys and blankets. you got to be thinking about blankets with fall and winter coming before too long. So those are the things we'd sure appreciate getting. We are there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 5. Monday through Friday, we're there from 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. And if there's, you know, an animal that I've talked about or you've seen on Facebook and maybe you can't make those hours, if you call the shelter, and here's the good news, James, drum roll, the phones are now working.
Hey, that's awesome. Excellent.
It took them a while to figure it out, but apparently we are connected with the water waste treatment plant, and there's a box that each of us have that sends the signal. And apparently the box over at the water waste treatment plant was being moved, you know, accidentally. I guess the guys just didn't know what it was. So therefore, our signal would come and go.
Okay.
Figured it out.
We tracked it down.
So they're going to mount the thing so it doesn't get moved, and hopefully that phone issue thing will be long gone. So phone is now working.
Hey,
give us a call.
Great.
Yeah. last Thursday, I was kind of saying, well, our phones just aren't working. But anyway, we're back with the phones. The phone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on County Road 1400. It's paved all the way to our building. We'd love to have people come out, just like yesterday. That lovely lady came out with her two grandchildren and spent, you know, 15, 20 minutes walking and talking. And we love it when people will come out and see what a great, great place we have, but better yet, the great animals we have that are available.
That is wonderful. Well, Becky, I appreciate you giving us that update, and I know lots of busyness, excitement with this week, so I hope everyone can still remember the animal shelter and head on over there, and even if we're at the store, buying a few extra things just to help you out with all the expenses and everything over there.
That's right. And hey, take part in the dog swim. You know, I think this weekend it's going to warm up again, so maybe that would be the perfect time to let your dog get out and play in the water.
Absolutely.
And I hope they videotape it like they did last
year. Oh, that's a great idea.
A lot of fun to watch.
That's going to be a good time. All right, Becky, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Okay, that is Becky Barnard of Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and we'll be back to Open Line here in moments. We got some giveaways to get to, some merchandise from Outlaws Reloaded Band that's going to be playing tonight at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.